The Lord is with us, dear heart dwellers, and He's well pleased with our efforts to be faithful to Him. First of all, I'd like to take a moment and thank you for donating to our ministry. So many of you have been very kind and made it possible for us to devote ourselves entirely to the channel and prayer, as well as the books Carol and I have been working on. May the Lord bless you 100-fold for your kindness to us. It is so appreciated. Well, today during praise and worship, I caught several glimpses of us, the Lord and I was wearing a bridal gown. I felt it was time to get the message, so I came and sat aside by my computer. I'm here, Lord. Thank you for preserving us and getting us through these last few days, or should I say week. It's been hard, but you brought us through. Please, Lord, fill us to overflowing with your love and wisdom. I'm here, Claire. That time dancing with you was so sweet. I miss those times together. Would you please give me more time? You mean dancing, like right now? He answered me, yes, that would be good. So I returned to worship and again could see myself in my wedding gown, and he was in a black tuxedo as he gracefully swept me along the polished ballroom floor. He was so regal and sure of himself as he directed my steps. I just had to marvel. And we were listening to Terry McAlmon's song, How Long, which is all about the rapture. The question we ask ourselves every day, how long? It's a beautiful song in any case. Oh, Jesus, how sweet it is to be close to you, on your heart and mind. How very blessed I am. I've been waiting a long time for you to say that, Claire. You are indeed blessed, and I know you take that seriously. But can we have a little more fun and dance more? I answered him, of course, I'll remember this in our next prayer time together. He began, I'm so pleased with you, Claire. You have followed my directives. You've anticipated my needs and done what was yours to do. There is so little time left, and I know you don't for one moment believe this. What looks on the surface to be peaceful is very deceptive. What is brewing behind the scenes is larger and more foundational than you can even imagine. Overnight, this world will be changed. But in the meantime, as we continue in this window of grace, I'm calling upon all my brides to do the little things with love. Many of you are disappointed with your lives, what you've done in your life and what you haven't done. You compare yourselves with famous people and those around you who have accomplishments and worldly success. And then you come back in private and denounce yourselves and see yourselves as failures. You do not see what I see. You do not see the works done out of personal interest, not love. One little deed done in love for your brother surpasses thousands of deeds done for personal gain. Do you understand? Soon, all these works done for the wrong motives, 99% of what the media endorses and makes a great issue out of, are totally worthless and will be burned in the fires when all things are weighed in my scales. When the very substance of things is examined, the motives, the results, all that is highly praised now in the world will turn into a vapor. Yet what is done in love will shine eternally. Do not waste your time on big things that get attention and praise. Your little things done in love are what the true meaning of this life is made up of. Too many of you are now despairing about your wasted lives. Yet major time was spent hidden in prayer, serving in ways the world considers subservient and unimportant. Yet these are the marks of my kings and queens in my kingdom. These are the qualities that will qualify you to reign in the millennial kingdom. You have made a choice to do the right things for many years, and that has earned you a place of anonymity, which is the safest place to be on this earth. All that is done with a pure motive will stand. All that is done in vain glory will fall. It's just that simple. And just to be sure, I looked up vainglory, inordinate pride in oneself or one's achievements, excessive vanity. He continued, most of the world is motivated by this need to exalt oneself. But when I came to this earth, I went out of my way to debase myself. I washed the feet of my disciples. Those who were looking for a king to rule over them missed it. Those who were looking for the true substance of the faith recognized me immediately. They were weary with the posturing of important persons and hungered to be set free from their sins, to have peace, to be right with God. They sought a kingdom not of this world, and that is why they recognized me. Now we are coming down to the shortness of time, and I promise you the enemy will try to get you involved over your head in worldly undertakings. He will steal your lofty position of servanthood and hiddenness and lure you into worldly things that will gain you recognition. Don't trade the mansion for the guest house. Do not leave this lowly and despised position for something of more recognition. Many are seeking ways to please me. Have I not told you to love your brother as you love yourself, and to do this continually? But the enemy would have you walk away and leave your brother in need while you pursue something that seems more important or bigger. As the clock is ticking away and the world is hanging by a thread, the most productive thing you can do is to love your neighbor as yourself from moment to moment. Do the little things with great love and be very leery of being drawn off into a high-profile endeavor that will cause you to be overextended, exhausted, too busy for prayer, and irritated with interruptions that could be little opportunities to show my love to your brother. Hold fast to what I have given you, my beautiful brides. Every day is finding your gown cleaner and cleaner. Truly, you've done your best to be faithful to me, and I am well pleased with the set of your heart. Remember, in that hour, I am right there by your side, and you will have nothing to fear.